you know, saith the Spirit of grace, that when I come to you and ask for matters of change, if you'll understand and follow me, if you'll understand that the change that I'm asking is more a promotion of my authority in you, so that I can do not only in you, but through you, the things that I desire to do in the earth. But know this, little ones, that I must begin first, that all judgment begins at the house of God. So the things that I'll come and ask change of you, the best way, the greatest instruction of the Spirit, is for you to understand that when I begin to deal with you, it's not to harm or to chasten you after some unrighteous manner in which will bring you down, but always my correction will always lift you up and bring you to a higher place. So don't resist nor make excuse, but when you feel me coming by my word, and when my word begins to deal with certain lines in your life, then yield yourself over. For this yieldedness truly is the spirit of holiness. And thereby I'm able to come and work almost overnight what used to take long periods of time. For the quicker I'm able to work depends on your yieldedness to me. And know this, I even hear him saying this, know that because of the love that I have for you, I'll even calculate and not bring too many things all at one time. And understand that the difference between me and your adversary is that he'll shoot out many, many arrows at one time and try to have you dealing with too many things that tax you and bring you down. But know and judge this righteously, that I, the Spirit of grace, I'll come on line, precept on precept, here a little and there a little. I'll give you grace to change. And when you change, I'll ask more, and grace will come with that change as well. Differentiate and know the difference between me and your adversary. It's not I that brings you down, but stand tall and welcome the change so that you'll understand and you'll be able to discern right from wrong, good from evil in the days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace.